Mike in Northville. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay, Mike.
So I'm actually a defense attorney for students like you're talking about. So my name is Michael Kelly. I'm an attorney at Kelly & Kelly in Northville, and I travel all over kind of Michigan handling these types of cases, including Catholic Central and some of the other public and private schools around here. I can tell you, it's just a totally different climate that high school is today than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. And that is that everybody's recording these things. So administrators have to hold students accountable because they're being held accountable. Certain things like this, like an assault, well, this is a crime. And the school has an obligation then to share that with law enforcement. And when I read the letter from Brother Rice, you know, I can even see that they're assuming some of this responsibility in part by the acknowledgement that they can't comment, you know, to respect their student privacy rights. Because there's rules that they have to be following right now while this is still being investigated. So even as much as people are saying boys can be boys, boys can be boys, back when we were kids, you know, in high school, back then, yeah, sure. But now it's a totally different environment.
So Michael, I mean, so you know what I was talking about at the beginning about fights in high school and they take place and maybe somebody got suspended and that was the end of it.
Sure, we're all reminiscent of that, right?
Yeah, and it's all changed. And here we are in America in 2019. You say your job is to generally defend the students. Is that correct?
As an advocate.
Okay.
As an advocate. And what I do in that means when you're talking about an expulsion, permanently removing a kid from the place of his education, you also have to take into mind that he's still going to be in the community. And the community is only as good as the people in it. And so if you're removing these kids from, for some of them, you know, the best place for them to gain that experience, that maturity, you know, the law has already been changed back August 1st, 2017, for this called restorative practices to try to keep kids in school and not have so many people being expelled because of those problems. So I represent kids trying to stay in school and offering solutions and compromises to work this out. It may be sitting these families down through the school or having representatives from each school and hash this out in various. Could avoid more backlash, really work, and we could all move forward.
Mike, did you hear the student from the recent graduate from Brother Rice saying that the kid's life is ruined?
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
I didn't think so either, but I get why you feel that way, but...
There's an academic blemish from an expulsion that can certainly affect scholarship, choices of academics, where you want to go for higher education, things like that, but like all of them, time can heal all wounds, and if this was isolated, you can move forward, you know, and then try to do that and
Mike,
you know, make better choices.
I mean, look, I think about terrible decisions I made in high school and in college with no real serious ramifications, some embarrassing things, but at the end of the day, survived it, grew up, matured. Like that kid's life, I can't say it enough, I think it was Bradley, his life isn't over. Probably feels like it at the time, but it's not. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97.